We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hi, this is Larry from Fridley calling. Yes, we are leaving on January 15th for 1 month of golf and fishing and the best nightclubs in the world. It is the best of the best in Cabo San Lucas, Mexico. It's our 31st year going down there. Nothing better. God bless.
Yes, I heard that about the fishing in Cabo, Larry. Have an amazing time. Good for you. A month. Oh, gosh, a month in Cabo. That sounds like heaven.
I do like Cabo.
That sounds like heaven. And at the right time where the weather's amazing. Good for you, Larry.
Yeah. Cool.
No, there All you right. go. Yeah, so he is traveling. So he's going. I hope he got a good rate.
So John Gruden is no longer coach of the Las Vegas. I still can't get used to that. The Las Vegas Raiders. Here's what he had to say.
All I can say is I'm not a racist. I don't. I can't. Tell you how sick I am. I apologize again to D. Smith, but I feel good about who I am and what I've done my entire life. And I apologize for the insensitive remarks. I had no racial intentions with those remarks at all. But yes, they can. I'm not like that at all. But I apologize. I don't want to keep addressing it.
So some on the right are saying that Coach Gruden is the victim of wokeness and cancel culture. Others, I would say a majority of people, say, hey, you're accountable for your words and your actions. And he is now being held accountable. Mm-hmm. He had the freedom to say those things.
Sure he does.
Email those things, which we are not going to repeat. You can find them online. But the Raiders have the freedom to
not want to be associated
yeah,
with
to
him
fire him
anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, also, I think we need to stop using the word woke as a bad thing. If you are woke, that means you are awake and you are aware to injustices around you. So calling somebody woke is not a bad thing. If we are all woke, we would be better.
Doesn't it come down to just trying to be a good human being,
of course,
and to treat other people the way you expect to be treated. No different.
I think
the golden rule. What happened to the golden rule?
There should have been some relationship management to help him with his statement. Because when you say, I'm not a racist, yet you use slurs and you use physical descriptions to generate denigrate people, you know, in your emails, and this is over a series of years. This isn't like a
right.
He said one thing.
The NFL looked at what 7 years worth of his emails, something like 600,000 plus emails, which, you know, where my brain went, mm-hmm. Oh my goodness, did I send something off color 4 years ago, 4 months ago? Mm-hmm. Did I email or text somebody something which could come to light and come back to bite me? I mean, few of us are choir boys, mm-hmm. and choir girls, right? We're all flawed. We make mistakes. Mm-hmm. We say stupid things. And you have a chance to repent and atone and try to do better. But
what he said was interesting and I think gets to the crux of the disconnect that we have in the things you say and actually believing that you're not racist. Like, he probably really believes that he's not racist, he's not homophobic.
That he was just joking.
That he's not a misogynist.
Right.
But and he said, I didn't intend for my words to hurt anybody. And that's where the rub right there. your intentions, whether you intended them or not, did hurt people. They were homophobic. They were anti-woman. They were anti-gay. They did offend people. So the fact that you didn't intend it or you don't think it's racist is irrelevant. It is. And that is where the wokeness needs to come. We need to wake up and understand that the things we think we're joking about or the things we may not intend can be extraordinarily hurtful to other people. And it can make you use your power in a way that makes them inferior and it puts them in pain. And that's why we shouldn't say it. Okay? You may not think you're a racist, but what you think doesn't matter anymore. Your actions have shown otherwise. And that's where the wokeness needs to come in and say, oh, okay, I realize these statements were wrong and they were hurtful and they were racist and homophobic and misogynistic.
Wait. Self-reflection?
That's what it is.
What?
Thank you, Paul.
Empathy?
That's where we need to do that kind of work, to make it a less hostile work environment and to respect all people and actually see each other's souls.
Well said. Dave Pell is a great writer. He has a newsletter called Next Draft, and he includes little nuggets and stories he found on the internet. And he wrote something, and let me read this, because this was news to me. Pell said, one of the ironies of the firing of John Gruden is, though, even though the Raiders have a bad boy image, they're actually one of the most forward-thinking teams when it comes to the very issues Gruden's emails touched upon. Legendary owner Al Davis was known for his phrase, just win, baby. But get this, he once refused to play in Mobile, Alabama because of segregation laws.
Good for him.
He also hired the first black head coach, Art Shell, and the NFL's first female chief executive, Amy Trask.
Right.
He set a foundation so strong that Carl Nassib became the first openly gay player in the NFL, and it was fitting that he played for the Raiders.
Amazing.
He goes on to say, the Raiders were always a team of outcasts, and now Gruden is the outcast.
But Gruden was the coach. These moves were made by the owner, is that what you're saying? Because most of them were management?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But so, again, I didn't realize how forward-thinking the Raiders, when you see them and you see their fans, you think, oh, again, bad boys. But as a team, they have tried for many years to do the right thing and be on the right side of discrimination, be on the right side of history.
I applaud them for that. And they are consistent then with their methodology by removing somebody who is not consistent with their values. If that's the owner's value, I applaud that and think that's great. And when you see a cancer in the organization that's not consistent, that is malignant in your organization, you need to cut it out. And that's what happened here.
No doubt.
I think they made the right decision. It can't be this old boys club anymore where you can just get away with these things. We are living in a different world, and it's about accountability at this point.
But again, all of these emails came to light because the NFL has been investigating Dan Snyder and the Washington football team, what was done there, what was said there. I guess where my head goes, there are probably two sets of rules. One set of rules for coaches and for players, morals clause, we can fire you. If you're an owner, if you own a team, seems like the rules don't apply to you. Different set of rules. Who's going to fire the owner, right?
Nobody.
I mean, the NFL can slap you on the wrist. Mm-hmm. And I also wonder, Gruden was 4 years into a 10-year, $100 million contract.
Mm-hmm.
I'm assuming that they're not paying him the rest of his deal. I haven't seen that anywhere.
I don't think I've read anything about that yet.
DJ, what did you have to say?
Well, fans and dollars get to fire the owner. And if a team or an organization isn't playing by the rules, and it was an employee, then yes, that employee gets gotten rid of. But if it's all the way at the top, and that's what happened with the football team in Washington, is it got so bad nobody could fire the owner for having a racist nickname, but dollars speak and fans speak. And that's what happened there, is that the owner's hand was forced because of public sentiment. And that's who holds
that's a good
owner's
point.
Accountable.
That is a good point. And although the team wasn't removed from his ownership, it was forced into the name change for the goodwill of the people that come.
Yeah, and if an owner did something so egregious that an entire fan base lost respect in the organization and the ownership, the owner would have to sell, right? If I'm the owner of a team and all my fans say, we're not going to games, if you're the owner, well, I have to sell because otherwise I'm going to go bankrupt.
Yes, that's right.
That's true.
That would be a major public outcry, though.
It would be awesome.
That would be a sight to behold. That, because it would be hard to, I mean, it is hard to make an owner, although the team in Washington did it, change or be removed or sell. That's hard.
We live in interesting times, don't we? But
we live in times where people are being held accountable because clearly they haven't been held in the past few, you know, years, months, decades, whatever, certainly in the NFL. And I'm glad when stories like this come out because it holds us to a higher standard that said, you know what, don't even speak that way in your private emails because speaking that way is wrong. It puts negative energy into the universe. It puts racism and misogyny. And
it may come back to bite you in the butt. If some of this somehow gets out, your future potential employer would look at that and go, hey, you're not right for this culture. Mm-hmm. You're not right for this team. So if nothing else, self-preservation, self-interest. It's one thing, you get on a phone call, hopefully nobody's taping your call. You send an email or a text, that lives forever.
Forever, that's right. But also a good time to look at ourselves when he says, my intent wasn't racist, I didn't mean to be racist. Okay, you get to say that. But it is a good time to reflect, like you said, Paul.
Actions speak louder than words. They always have.
Even if it's you're not your intent, it doesn't mean you're right. It doesn't mean you should go on that way. Maybe you should change your intent and intend to do no harm and not hurt people or not make racist and homophobic comments or write them. Maybe your intent should be to never speak that way again. Then it will be a better environment.
Yeah, I agree. I wouldn't count him out. He'll come back. Maybe as a talk show radio host or
maybe a better gig. I don't think ESPN will have him again. You know, he was a broadcaster. I don't think he can come back from that in broadcasting now. He's got a lot of money, though. He made the $40 million, right?
I guess. Hopefully he invested well and he doesn't have to work. Yeah. But I think part of him...
Well, he better. $40 million.
Well, again, there have been so many stories of people squandering money. You think, that's enough for 10 lifetimes. But if you're buying yachts and sports cars and you have five ex-wives, and I don't think John Gruden does,
by the way. No.
But
it's a whole other conversation.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.